In this video, I want to tell you about some smartphone apps that you can get to help keep you organized. And the first one is Cozy. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce it. But it's an app that's linked to the cloud. And this is what the interface looks like. And you can see that it is two purposes here. It's a calendar that also breaks things down by time. And you can also color code things. So if you're collaborating with different people, each person can have a different color code. And you can scan it and see exactly when your color code shows up in the listings. And it's great for collaborations. If you're, say, a family and you have a hard time finding things to, you know, coordinating when you're going to do stuff, then this can come in very handy. But it also can come in very handy at work, particularly if you have lots of people who are out in the field all the time who might not come into the office for meetings and that sort of thing. You can use it to set schedules and so on. And you can go through and enter this in, and other people can log in and read it on their smartphones. You can also access it on a laptop, although I think you do have to have a Mac laptop in order to access this particular app. And you can find out more about the app and you can sign up for the service here at cozy.com. A few other apps that I'll show you here. First one is Day One, which you can find out more about at dayoneapp.com. And it's basically an online journal that you can set up via your smartphone. You can also do it if you have a Mac or an iPad. And it basically enables you to enter your thoughts and memories and have them synced back into the cloud. So it's sort of a bit like a blog, but just for your own personal use. You can also download it from the Mac App Store and the App Store as well. Another very good one is Wunderlist, or Wunderlist if you're German, which you can find out more about at wunderlist.com. And there are pro and business versions as well as the free version. And what it basically does is it enables you to create to-do lists via your smartphone or tablet. If I scroll down a bit further, you can see here it gives you an idea of the sort of things that you can do, sort of things you can enter into it. It can give you reminders so that you don't forget things. You can collaborate, you can share the lists with other people. As it says here, it's available for free on the iPhone, iPad, Mac, Android, Windows, Kindle Fire, and on the web. And you can download it here. A few more illustrations of it. And as you can see here, you can share lists, you can make notes, you can print your to-do lists out, you can turn emails into actions by forwarding them, you can set dates and so on. And it is actually very highly featured, and you can get quite a lot of use out of it. It can really be a very good organizer type app. Then there's Hello Wallet, and this is a financial app that helps you keep track of your finances. It's set up for people who have a job, but it can be used for either your home or your business. And if I scroll down here, you can see they have a video on the site that explains it in some detail. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here, but you can see it tells you all sorts of things that you can do with it. You can say exactly how much you spend on things like your mortgage or entertainment, and it breaks everything down. So it allows you to keep track of exactly what you're spending and what you're spending things on. And finally, there's Seconds Pro. Now, this is an interval timer to help keep track of training, workouts, and that sort of thing. And you can, if I scroll down, you can see here doing things like keep track of how many push-ups you're doing. You can work out high and low intensity training, and it's a nice clear display, and it really, you know, means that you don't have to have a stopwatch and count push-ups and that sort of thing. So there you go, just a few apps that can help you keep organized via your smartphone.